From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill voted against allowing the Senate to take up trade legislation backed by President Obama. Republicans and the president support the plan, but most Democrats oppose it. But even so-called pro-trade Democrats voted against taking up the bill because it did not have a mechanism that would do such things as protect worker safety and prohibit child labor abuses in foreign facilities. McCaskill says a trade deal without an enforcement provision is a bad deal.
There's, you know, a bunch of us who see these markets as important for American manufacturers. We just will not go there until the Republicans are willing to talk about enforcing these deals.
The vote was a procedural vote and not a vote on the bill itself. Barring a change, the measure is at least 8 votes short of the 60 necessary to be debated on the Senate floor. A detective in suburban St. Louis says investigators are closing the probe into former Missouri auditor Tom Swike's suicide after failing to find an explanation for why the Republican gubernatorial hopeful took his life. Clayton Police Detective Lieutenant Don Bass said Tuesday that Swike's work computers in St. Louis and Jefferson City turned up no evidence of scandal or extramarital affairs. That was the investigation's last thread. Swike told an Associated Press reporter by phone minutes before his February 26th death that he was ready to go public with allegations that the state Republican Party chairman told donors that Swike was Jewish. The Missouri Senate has passed legislation that would make Missouri a right-to-work state, but the way the vote came about may mean that nothing else will make it through the Senate this final week of the 2015 session. Democrats have been blocking the bill, but Republicans employed a rarely used procedure to cut off debate and force the vote, which fell mostly along party lines. Democratic Senator Scott Sifton of St. Louis County says they won't allow anything else to pass this week, including a critical bill to draw down $3.5 billion in federal funds for Medicaid and hospital expenses.
Look, they just said no to the organizing rights of hundreds of thousands of Missourians, notwithstanding our objections. We've taken some terrible hits, and it just wasn't enough for the Republicans. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, that's as much business as we need to conduct.
Sifton says Governor Jay Nixon can call a special session if he feels it's necessary to pass the medical funding bill or any others that may not make it out of the Senate this week. The right-to-work bill now goes to the Missouri House, which passed an earlier version but didn't have enough votes for a potential veto override. The Columbia Public School Board of Education unanimously rejected reinstating a pay step teachers did not receive in 2008. Because of that year's pay freeze, teachers missed out on a raise that has been in place for teachers hired since then. Susan McClintock is the president of the Columbia, Missouri National Educators Association. She says the district could start losing some of the longer-serving teachers if an even pay scale isn't put in place. School Board President James Witt says the district is in deficit spending and the district isn't in financial shape to pay the needs. The Missouri House has made good on its promise to override Governor Jay Nixon's veto of a bill that would tie eligibility for jobless benefits to the state's unemployment rate. If that rate were to drop below 6%, unemployed workers would only be able to receive jobless benefits for 13 weeks instead of the current 20 weeks. GOP Representative Caleb Rowden of Columbia says the bill would help improve job growth.
We have to find a way to grow the state of Missouri's economy. This isn't the silver bullet, but I can say this definitively. We're losing jobs, we're losing people, and we have to make some changes.
The bill was held up at 108 votes before Republican Nick King of Clay County switched his vote to yes, giving GOP leaders the two-thirds majority needed for the override. It now heads to the Senate, where it can either be taken up this week or in the veto session in September. An ethics complaint has been filed against a Missouri House member who says he has helped other lawmakers hide lobbyist gifts from required public reporting. Liberal advocacy group Progress Missouri's executive director Sean Nicholson said on Tuesday that he filed a complaint against Republican Representative Craig Redman of Canton. Lobbyists are required to publicly report meals and other gifts provided to lawmakers. Redman told the Associated Press that he sometimes has told people to put under his name expenses that actually were made for others. It's unclear whether lobbyists actually have reported expenses made on behalf of other lawmakers as if they were for Redman. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.